Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Have you ever seen a good three-strand cord? It's super strong. Basically, it's impossible to rip apart. In fact, it looks strong enough to hold a ginormous military ship with aircraft landing strip, or even a cruiser with intimidating deck cannons and torpedoes, securely to the dock. Today, we'll explore a three-strand cord, but in a slightly different way. Essentially, your past, present, and future. You are a three-strand cord through all tenses of your life. Consequently, your history, your current scenario, and your future options are woven into one strong cord. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says, "A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." God loves humanity. He created their design to flourish. God weaves your past, present, and future together creatively. Remarkably, He's had your life cord in mind before creation. In other words, you're always on His mind. Your life matters. It's hard to break a three-strand cord. However, much depends on how you respond to God's creative weaving. God weaves His tenacious love into your three-strand cord life, but you must say yes or no to His weave. His unlimited creativity makes each tense matter. Let's explore this, and we'll start with your past. It's hard to imagine a less than healthy past could contribute anything to a three-strand cord. Rather, it seems only a successful, positive past would be strong enough for such a cord. Not so. Christ redeems a whole life when you accept Him. Actually, even a good past, outside of Christ, isn't strong enough for a durable three-strand cord. God weaves your past in with tenacity and beauty when you completely surrender to Him. Consider the Apostle Paul, who literally hunted Christians. Incidentally, he knew they could be jailed, tortured, or killed. His past is rather despicable. Yet his past was woven into his three-strand cord in a remarkable way to bring glory to God. The Lord chose this man with a less than respectable past to be His guy. Incredibly, the same is true for you, whatever your past. Okay, let's go on and talk about your present. The only life tense you have any control over is your present. Sure, there are things you can prepare for in your future. You can also call on experiences in your past. However, your present is where you live. Every thought, attitude, word, deed takes place here in your present. Essentially, today becomes tomorrow's yesterday when all current choices are gone. Subsequently, this is the power of the present. Your will gives you the only control you have. God steadies you if you let Him. Jesus makes Himself available to you at all times, in problems, hurts, losses, trials, conflicts, illness, death, and disappointment. Jesus is with you here and now in the present. Some folks have made incredible contributions by being present each moment. Many have changed history, medical advancement, discovery, inventions, and so on. Most have the power to quietly make a significant difference in daily details Incredibly, the same is true for you, whatever your present. Okay, let's take a look at the future. Your future is filled with possibilities. Essentially, you have blank pages waiting to be filled. Your part is to fill those blank pages with good choices that make a difference in your life and the lives of others. You can make choices that honor God. God is your partner. This sets you up for future successes. Jesus gives hope that reaches forward. Your future is best when you do several things. First, plant your past in Christ. Then, work in your present by partnering with Him. And finally, commit your future to honor God. This will look differently than what you picture. Often, blessings flow out of difficulties as you rest in the Lord's wisdom, timing, and interventions. God will never leave you without help if you eagerly connect with Him in your present. God loves you. He never misses anything. He wants your three-strand cord life to succeed. Thousands of people have partnered with God. Consider Abraham, Moses, Joseph, Christ's disciples, the Apostle Paul. Now consider people you know who are committed Jesus followers. Some are famous, many are not. Again, incredibly, it's the same for you, whatever your future. We need to respond to God, though, in our strong cord life. We've identified and defined past, present, and future. So now let's look again at each one of those, but this time focusing on deliberate response to God. First of all, cord number one, the past. Whatever your past, God redeems all things. If you have a broken past, give it freely to Jesus. He makes brokenness and strife into something beautiful. If you have a faithful past, give it freely to Jesus. This is your service record. Regardless, God knows what to do to effectively weave your past into a strong three-strand cord. Again, we'll look at cord number two, the present, and we'll do it with the flavor of how to make deliberate responses to God. Okay, the present. Such a gift, and it keeps on giving if you engage it thoughtfully. This means you will live with purpose. Match every thought, every attitude, every word and action to God's word and to Christ's character. The Lord faithfully points out what is not pleasing to Him. Immediately thank Him when He points it out. God wants you to succeed. Essentially, this means He will show you any missteps. Cooperate with His training. Fix issues. Ask for His help. As you accept His training, you bring the cord of your life into alignment with God's word. Learn to think with Scripture's strategies. Paul calls this, work out your salvation. This helps you lean into a sin-free life. And you can look up Philippians 2, verse 12, and John 8, verse 11. Okay, now we're going to look at the third cord, your future, as we consider a deliberate response to God. The future is unknown. Yet your future is filled with possibilities and opportunities that increase God's work in lives. Determine to discover God's intention for your life. God's design is strategic, and He values your partnership. So engage His strategies. Partner with God. As one would say in chess, it's your move. Your life is continually woven. You're a miracle from birth through eternity. We've mentioned regrets from the past, plus the unknowns of the future. Regardless, when you live your present by faith in Jesus, you partner with God in weaving your miraculous three-strand cord life. God wants you to enjoy His love and goodness at all times. Plus, He has great purpose for your life. There are three P words, they all start with P, that flow from your relationship with God. First is power. Life is big, sometimes too big. However, with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. God's power transforms your past, present, and future into a strong three-strand cord. The second P word is presence. God is present in your life at all times. The question is, are you present with Him at all times? Partnership means both parties are present. There's no better way to have relationship with God. Third P word is promises. God has made many incredible promises to you. Claim them. They are yours. When you claim His promises and obey His instructions, you prove that you love Him. Incidentally, you have promises to make and keep to God as well. How are you doing with that? So those three P words again are power. God gives you power and He transforms your past, present, and future. Then the second P word is presence, that God is with you at all times, and it forms a partnership. The third P word is promises. You can claim all of God's promises because they're yours, and you have promises to make and to keep back to God. When you trusted God for salvation, He justified you. What exactly does justify mean? Made right, lined up, straightened out. So you have been made right with God. Nevertheless, there's something that comes first in receiving grace. Now, here are the steps. First of all, confess you are lost without Christ. You could call that admit. The second step is to repent of all sins. Let's call that one remorse. The third one is to receive God's forgiveness because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Let's call that one hope. And then the final one is to accept that you are now holy, as you would have been before the fall, covered by the blood of Jesus. Let's call that one freedom. So the first one would be admit, the second is remorse, the third is hope, and the fourth is freedom. Interestingly, God weaves your three-strand cord together through daily situations of your life. And you partner with Him by doing certain things. First of all, you partner with Him through faith and obedience. Second, you partner with Him by resting in Him when you would otherwise be anxious. And third, you partner with Him by defining the success of your life His way. So how does God define success? Well, first of all, He defines it by becoming increasingly like Jesus. Second, He defines it when you trust and obey Him and form a strong and beautiful character over time. Third, since Christ lives inside you, reach for the glory that He created you to have. And then fourth, rest in God's goodness and grace. This seals your success as a believer. So again, God defines success with you becoming more like Christ, with you trusting and obeying God and forming strong and beautiful character. And because Christ lives in you, He defines success as when you reach for the glory that He created you to have. And then fourth, He defines success when you rest in His goodness and grace. This seals your success as a believer. These definitions help you be the person you were created to be, and all of that together brings glory to God, and that's what we're alive to do. Christ anchors you in all three tenses of your life. What if your past or your present is filled with mistakes and regrets? Actually, Jesus addresses this, and he invites you to get into his weave. Revelation 21:5 says, "I am making everything new." So, weave yourself into God with all your heart. That is how a three-strand cord is made. It is woven. Engage your present fully each day. The present becomes the past. The future becomes the present. Be a miracle. Live every present moment in Jesus Christ. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's material. Number one, have you thought about your past, present, and future as being powerful, even if there are broken parts and errors? Number two, are you living in God's power each day? Three, do you focus on God's presence with you in each situation? Number four, how many of God's promises are you claiming for your life? And there were those three P words, his power, his presence, and his promises. And then number five, how are you doing with your promises back to God? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.